This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
In James Strode's eye-opening and thought-provoking memoir, Embracing Autism, One Father's Fight for His Wonder Boy, he shares the uncertainties and challenges of a father with an autistic child. A deep dive into his psyche, painting a picture of autism through his lens. A deep human approach filled with honesty and empathy, sharing his successes, mistakes, and imperfections. Embracing Autism is about the process, unique challenges, and real battles of will that parents of autistic children inevitably go through. James offers hope and encouragement for parents and caregivers of children on the autism spectrum and with other unique disabilities and abilities. We discuss. That's coming up next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you. You stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call now.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. That's 800-320-8914.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Embracing Autism, One Father's Fight for His Wonder Boy by James E. Strode is a touching story about the process and unique challenges that parents of autistic children inevitably go through. James describes the enigma of trying to understand the thought processes of his child and the bewildering behaviors that made this necessary. James devoted his life to helping others. His working career spans 6 decades in the areas of education, religious ministry, social work, and the entertainment industry as a mime clown. He has 3 biological children, including Jimmy, his autistic son, who was born to him when he was 55 years old. He also has 3 other stepchildren, and for the past 16 years, they've all lived in a bicultural home with his wife Beatrix, being from Mexico. James passed away unexpectedly on August 15th of last year. However, his legacy will live on forever through his family, his work, and through his countless lives he touched along the way. Here to discuss James Strode's memoir, Embracing Autism, One Father's Fight for His Wonder Boy, is his daughter, Argelia Salgado. Argelia, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to have this opportunity, and I'm so honored to be here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And first of all, I'm so sorry to hear about the unexpected passing of your father, but you are doing so much to carry on the legacy of what he started with his book, Embracing Autism. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about your dad's background and maybe how that influenced his writing style. He's got a very simple way of writing, a relatable way of writing that people can understand and can follow what he's saying. Give us a little background on James.
Yeah, of course. So as you mentioned in the introduction, you know, he has a background in ministry and social work. He was a mime clown, and then he was a professional, a professor for English, for people learning English as their second language. And so I think all those different backgrounds really taught him to work with people of all ages, of all backgrounds. And I think that translates really well into his writing. And it makes for a book that's really easy to read, and it's very relatable. And I think it just hits you. I think the ministry kind of, you can see it in his writing, and he just has such a easy way to connect with people. And I think that's what I like the most about this book, is how easy it is to read and how easy it is to really feel what he's trying to communicate.
You can sense the honesty, and we'll talk about that as we have our conversation with Arhelia, his daughter, on the program today. There are ups, there are downs, there are mistakes that are made, and it's James Hope, obviously, in writing the book to help other people get through those difficult periods that he faced. And again, as Arhelia said, he does it in such a relatable way. It really resonates as you're reading the book. The book is Embracing Autism, One Father's Fight for His Wonder Boy by James Strode. That's Strode, if you're Googling. I'll give you all the information on where the book is available as we go through our conversation. I touched in a couple of sentences on the essence of the book. Tell us a little bit about what the book is about, what the takeaway is for people who are reading Embracing Autism.
So the best way that I can put it is that it's an honest and unapologetic story of a father learning to embrace his son's autism. James, my father, shares his raw emotions, mistakes, his struggles, as well as the lessons that he learned throughout those 14 years that he was raising Jimmy. And above it all, you get the love that he has for his son and how that has motivated him to do more and to continue learning for him.
And that love for Jimmy and for the family, and the family love for Jimmy, comes through so well in the book, Embracing Autism. There are a number of books written on autism, on other special needs that are out there touching people, but this is different, and the reviews have been excellent. What makes Embracing Autism different from the other books, do you think?
So in my opinion, what makes this book different from most other books is how open and honest he is. He discusses topics that, you know, others might not discuss out of fear of criticism, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe he did that. But James says, you know, this is what I did, this is what happened, this is how I responded, this is what I learned. And I think that makes it more relatable to other parents going through those same experiences. Because it's important for other parents to see that they're not the only ones going, not only through those experiences, but the emotions that those experiences make you feel.
With us on the program is Arhelia Salgado. She is the daughter of James Strode, the author of the book, Embracing Autism, One Father's Fight for His Wonder Boy. James' website is James E. Strode, Strode.com. Book published by UR Link Publishing, their website, urlinkpublishing.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to James' website, get the information, order the book there as well. Arhelia, why do you think your father wrote the book, Embracing Autism? He went through so much in just raising Jimmy. Why did he decide, do you think, to tell this story and to write this book?
So I think why he chose to write this book is a little bit of what I just mentioned. I don't think there's many books out there that are just honest and say, hey, you know, you're going through this. I'm going through it too. And I think he felt that it was important for other parents to be able to relate to those experiences. And I think that build confidence as a parent, if you know that you're not the only one going through those experiences, those struggles. But also, I think James recognized the importance of how his shift in perspective, you know, embracing autism, changed his perspective. And he wanted other parents to be able to do the same, because at the end of the day, it benefits the child, and it makes the parent's life easier if you just learn to work with the child instead of feeling like you're on opposite ends and you're fighting against each other.
And it's interesting, the journey that you take to get to that realization. I mean, all of that is so raw and honest that James talks about in the book, Embracing Autism. You touched on something there just a second ago. And one of the main themes here is fear and dealing with fear, letting go of fear. Let's talk about that aspect, the risk of letting fear really lead the way in how you go about your relationship with your son or daughter and how you go about overcoming those. Talk about that for a little bit, please.
So fear is an important theme in this book. And there are three types of fear that Jim is what we called him.
Oh, yes.
that he discusses in the book. And those three are fear of making mistakes, fear of criticism, and fear of the future. Now, the fear of criticism, I discussed a little bit a while ago. You go through these experiences and you don't know really how to respond. And sometimes you don't respond out of fear of criticism, or you don't make decisions because you say, oh my goodness, well, what if somebody judges me for this decision that I'm making for my child? And so James encourages the reader to just act confidently, because at the end of the day, those decisions that you make for your child will affect your child and your family more than it's going to affect anybody else. Sorry, go ahead.
No, finish that thought. Let me just say there, and I think that's so important, because sometimes before we act, we think what other people are going to say, and your father's point was you can't do that. You have to do what you feel is best for the child in this case.
And moving on to the fear of making mistakes, because I think this is really an important one, is sometimes you get so caught up in what if I make the wrong decision for my child? And you know, there's so much out there about autism that we don't know. And what we do know can be a little bit overwhelming because every child is so different, that there's so many different methods, there's so many different therapies, there's so many different strategies that you can use. And it can be overwhelming. So I think as a parent, when you first receive that diagnosis, you kind of, step back and you're like, oh my goodness, what if I choose this therapy and it doesn't work? And I think the most important thing that James wants the reader to know is that you just have to pick something. You have to pick one or two strategies for each struggle that you're facing, whether it's a behavior, a speech delay. And you just have to act, because the only way you're going to know is what works for your child is through trial and error.
And talk about the fear of the future, too, because that has to be in the back of your mind. Okay, we're building for something. Exactly what is it we're building for?
Yeah, exactly. I have my notes here just because I want to make sure, this book is so important. It was so important to my dad and to us, and I want to make sure I don't miss anything. But now back to the fear of the future. I think that is something that scares parents the most. And I'm a parent myself, and my child doesn't have autism. But just as a parent, you fear the future. Like, what happens when I'm gone? What happens if my child, can't have friends because they can't communicate? And all those fears can be so overwhelming, and they can just, really put you in a depressive state. James says, what good does it do to fear the future, to overwhelm yourself with what could happen? And something that makes me speechless is that James wasn't afraid of what would happen to Jimmy if he did pass away. And he discusses that in his book. And I just thought, like, wow, his faith was so strong in our family and in Jimmy that he was confident that Jimmy would be okay should he ever be gone. And he was right. We are going through a difficult time. We have an empty hole in our hearts and in our lives. And Jimmy misses his father, but you know, all things considered, we're okay. Jimmy is cared for, he is loved. So, you know, overwhelming yourself with that fear of the future, it doesn't bring you anything positive.
He laid such a foundation for Jimmy and for the family. The book is Embracing Autism, When Fathers Fight for His Wonder Boy by James Strode. That's Strode, if you're Googling. Book available wherever books are sold. James' website, jamesestrode.com. With us on the program is his daughter, Argelia Salgado, talking about the book and the impact that James had on not only Jimmy, but the family as well. And I know his concern for the future was Jimmy and for the family. You saw this evolve in real time. What was that like as your father really struggled successfully to piece together this life for Jimmy and for the rest of the family as well?
Yeah. You know, one of the hardest things with Jimmy is you really need to take the time to get to know him. And this is not just for Jimmy. I think it's for every child, but especially for children with autism, because you need to be able to figure out what is going to trigger them to, you know, maybe Jimmy has a lot of destructive behaviors. And so you have to really observe and see, okay, well, maybe this loud noise is upsetting, this bright light. Maybe you put the chair in the wrong place. So, you know, it can be even just the smallest things. And Jim knew how important it was to observe Jimmy and to get to know him. And throughout the book, you see how that shift in his perspective, where in the beginning he takes Jimmy's behaviors maybe a little bit more personal. But then when he has that shift in perspective and he sees Jimmy, you know, as a human, he's able to understand him better and he's able to work with him better. And honestly, having this book as a guide of how to work with Jimmy now that my siblings and I are working with him daily, it's been tremendously helpful because most parents, you know, spend a lifetime trying to figure out what works for their child. And we have a little bit of...
it's almost like he left you a handbook, isn't it?
Yeah,
that will,
yeah,
a manual
exactly.
That will guide you through this.
Yeah, yeah. And Jimmy is now 14 years old, so we don't really have the time to wait, you know, years and get to know him. We kind of have to do it quickly because, as Jim mentions in his book, there's a lot of important things right now going on in Jimmy's life that need attention, immediate attention. And so having Jim laid kind of the foundation, it's really been helpful. And now we're able to move forward and to say, hey, well, you know, Jim tried this. Maybe we should try it too. And you know, it's not the same. The relationship that Jim and Jimmy had is like nothing I've ever seen in this world. They just understood each other. And Jimmy responded so well to Jim. And that connection is hard to copy or to mimic, but we're doing our best to at least let him know that, you know, he's loved, he's cared for, and that we're here for him.
We're talking about the powerful memoir, Embracing Autism, with author James Strode's daughter, Argelia Salgado. We continue after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. 800-320-8914. That's 800-320-8914.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. That's 800-515-6319.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now back to This Week in America with Argelia Salgado discussing her father's memoir, Embracing Autism. James, it talks about anger. Talk about dealing with anger and frustration, because that's only normal as you're going through this process. There will be periods when you get irritated, you're frustrated, you don't know what to do, and anger can creep in. How does that relate to autism?
There's a lot of behaviors that, you know, we don't understand. There's a lot of things that children with autism do that to us might not seem, or might seem a little strange, but sometimes it might be soothing for the child. For example, Jimmy, and James discusses this in the book, likes to have the lights off. If we're in the kitchen, all the kitchen lights need to come off. He'll come out from his bedroom and he sees the lights on, he'll turn them off. And we don't really understand why. As soon as you turn it on, he's going to turn it right back off. And so there's a lot of behaviors like that, and some of them, you know, escalate a little bit higher, can make you feel like the child is doing a personal attack towards you, and that can make you angry. If you've repeatedly told your child, hey, please don't do this, it's not safe, it's not nice. But if the child continues to do it, you're going to get angry and say, hey, like, you know, I don't like it, but you continue to do it. And that's absolutely normal. But now what James is trying to do is to help the reader shift that perspective from your child is doing this to you to your child is doing this because either it's an obsession that they can't resist, or there's something behind that behavior that they're trying to communicate with you.
With us on the program is Argelia Salgado. She is the daughter of James Strode, the author of Embracing Autism, When Fathers Fight for His Wonder Boy. Time is going by so quickly, and there's so many important parts in the book that I want to talk about. And one is James basically is talking about embracing autism, and that's interesting. Rather than fight it, embrace it, work with it, go with it. Talk about that. What can be gained from embracing autism?
You know, as I mentioned before, if you're able to see that your child is doing, or, you know, his way of life, his or her way of life is more due to the autism than to anything personal towards you. You're able to understand their behaviors better. You're able to kind of see those patterns of what their behaviors kind of look like, why they act the way that they do. And so if you are able to do that, then you're able to help your child on a much deeper level than if you just hit the surface and you say, okay, my child has this behavior. But if you never understand the why, then you won't ever be able to find a solution to that problem. And so that was one of the most important things in this book, was that shift in perspective of kind of learning to see Jimmy in a different way.
You know, and that's interesting, because when you embrace it, you learn so much, don't you? In this case, James learned about Jimmy, learned about his learning style. He learned a lot about him when he made that commitment to embrace the autism. The book is Embracing Autism, One Father's Fight for His Wonder Boy by James Strode. That's Strode. A couple minutes left in the program. Where are we now with Jimmy, 6 months after your dad's tragic and totally unexpected death? How was Jimmy doing? How was the family doing?
Yeah, you know, his death was so unexpected, and we still, I mean, all of us have days where we miss him. I know Jimmy misses him. He's not able to communicate it, but we can see in his behaviors that he does miss dad, and he'll do things that dad would often come out of his room and say, no, Jimmy, like, don't do that. So I think he does these behaviors to see if dad will come out. But overall, we're doing okay. Towards the end of the book, Jim kind of predicted what we were going to be dealing with unknowingly. The three important things that we're working with right now is trying to make sure that Jimmy receives appropriate education that is not only going to help him, you know, just have a place to go, but that he's actually going to be learning, thriving, and on his way to becoming hopefully more independent in the future. We're also working, he's back in therapy, working on those behaviors, and he's doing good overall, I would say.
You know, it's interesting, a few minutes left here, but there's so many important points in the book, and it's not just in dealing with someone in the family with autism. This could be for any special need child. It could be for any child in the family. What are some of the takeaways? I mentioned before the love the family had. You talked about so many different themes that James has in the book. What are some of the main takeaways you're hoping people read Embracing Autism, they take away and apply to their lives?
I think the most important thing is you don't need to be a perfect parent. You don't need to have all the answers, and you don't need to wait until you have all the answers to start acting. You don't need to do all this alone, because it can be a lot. We're so fortunate to have a strong and loving village standing behind Jimmy, helping him. And I think the most important thing is that you simply need to take the time to get to know and understand your child on a deeper level.
What's this been like for you to carry on this legacy? And certainly wasn't expected months ago that you would be out there talking about the book, talking about Jimmy, and speaking in front of people and getting this message out there. What has this been like to continue your father's legacy?
Oh, man. You're going to... it's been very difficult, but I know how special this book was to my father. And, you know, he published it just in June of this past year, and he passed away in August. So he didn't have the opportunity to take this book where he wanted it to go. And so I feel, you know, honored to be able to do that on his behalf, because I know it's what he would have wanted.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And once again, the book is Embracing Autism, One Father's Fight for His Wonder Boy by James Strode. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.